From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company, and no matter where you might be listening today, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day of thanksgiving, and we should give thanks and praise unto God consistently, shouldn't we? And you'll say, well, why should I be thankful? Well, one of the reasons why we should be thankful as Christians is because of the fact that we have eternal security. And we're looking at that subject throughout the course of this week. The subject simply is the eternal security of the Christian. And we're dealing with this because it, in some circles, is a controversial subject. There are many people who believe that they can lose their salvation, and that's why we are teaching this subject. And might I say this right up front, and of course, I trust that you've been able to be with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but if you haven't, this may sound quite bold, but if you have been with us, you'll understand why I am saying it, and that is this, that if you believe that you can lose your salvation, then you're calling God a liar. Let me say that again. If you believe that you can lose your salvation, you are calling God a liar. Why? Because throughout the pages of Scripture, the whole concept of eternal security is evident. Now, our key passage has been John chapter 3, where the Lord Jesus is talking. And notice what he says in verses 14 through 18. He says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That is where the Lord Jesus is emphasizing the fact that he's going to be lifted up on the cross. And then it says in verse 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. You see, if you think that you can lose your salvation, you're calling the words of the Lord Jesus Christ a lie. In fact, you're calling Jesus a liar. Then verse 16 of John 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, if you think you can lose your salvation, you're calling God a liar. You're saying that John 3:16 is not true. Well, verse 17 goes on to say, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Beloved, just believe the Bible. If you've trusted Christ as Savior, you will not perish, but you will have eternal life. You will have everlasting life. You will not come under the condemnation of God. And if you think or you say that you can lose your salvation, then you are thinking or saying that God is a liar, and God does not lie. Now, we've been defining eternal security as the work of God that guarantees that the gift of salvation, once received, is forever and cannot be lost. And so far, we have noted some tremendous facts about eternal security being based upon that which God actually does for us when we are saved, and that is, number one, he loves us to the uttermost. Number two, he keeps us in spite of everything that we might face. And number three, he will present us faultless before him in heaven. Today, let's continue. And I want to share with you a fourth thing that God does for us at the point of our salvation. And that is, his Son lives eternally to make intercession for us in order to keep us saved. That's what God the Father sees that will take place, that his Son lives eternally to make intercession for us in order to keep us saved. How long is Jesus Christ going to live, beloved? Sure, he will live forever. Is he ever going to die again? No, he did that once and will never do it again. And over in Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25, the Word of God says this. Hebrews 7:25, you'll want to mark it in your Bible. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Can I read that with you again? Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. You see, Jesus Christ is able to give eternal security to all those who trust in him as their Savior. He's able to give them eternal security. He's able to save them to the uttermost. That means throughout all of eternity, because he ever lives to make intercession for them. You see, the very fact that Christ is alive forevermore is the fact that he intercedes for us. Think of that. The Bible teaches us that right now the Lord Jesus Christ is seated upon the right hand of the throne of God in heaven. The Bible teaches us that when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are placed into the body of Christ. And so, since Jesus Christ lives forever, since he is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and since we are in Christ forever and ever, the very fact that we are in Christ is a matter of intercession that we will have eternal life. Here's the point. God the Father will never disavow his Son, the Lord Jesus. Never. He will never disavow his Son, the Lord Jesus. And because we are in Jesus Christ at the point of salvation, when that begins, he will never disavow us as well. The very fact that Jesus is seated on the right hand of the throne of God in heaven is his intercessory work on our behalf that keeps us forever and ever and ever. And when we do stumble and fall into sin, it's God the Son who perhaps in some way says to God the Father, yes, Gary has stumbled and fell, but he's one of my children. He's trusted me as his Savior. He's a part of my family. And God the Father says, yes, that's right. And God the Father accepts us as being in Jesus Christ, as being washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And thus, we have eternal life. And so, you see, we have eternal security because Jesus Christ lives eternally to make intercession to keep us saved. As long as Jesus Christ lives, we have eternal security. Then there is a fifth reason that we say that we have eternal security based upon what God does for us at the time of our salvation, and that is his Holy Spirit dwells in us and will never leave us. His Holy Spirit dwells in us and will never leave us. The very moment that we trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit took up his permanent residency in our life and will never, ever leave us. Those are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, very clearly spoken in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, verses 16 through 18. In fact, I want to go back to verse 15 and begin to read the context with you. John chapter 14, beginning with verse 15, Jesus says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it seeth him not, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And then you go down to verse 26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, what this teaches us is that the Holy Spirit, at the time of our salvation, will take up his residency in us. And as it says in verse 16, he will abide with us forever. In fact, in verse 17, it says, he dwells in us. And so the Holy Spirit dwells in the life of the born-again believer and abides in the life of the born-again believer forever and ever and ever. That's the promise of Jesus. Now remember, in this passage of Scripture, the Lord Jesus Christ was preparing his disciples for the fact that he was soon going to be leaving them. But he said, if I leave you, I will send another Comforter that he may abide with you forever. And as it says in verse 17, he will dwell with you. He shall be in you. You will not be comfortless because of the eternal abiding presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of every child of God. And so we cannot lose our salvation because of what God does for us at the point of our salvation. He loves us to the uttermost. He keeps us in spite of everything that we face. He will present us faultless before him. His Son lives eternally to make intercession to keep us saved. And his Holy Spirit dwells in us and will never leave us. Beloved, you really can't deny eternal security if you believe the Bible. Once you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, you are an eternal child of God. Praise the Lord for that. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will gather together again around the radio and we'll continue and complete our study on the eternal security of the Christian. I trust that you'll be there. And until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.